We are learning Maseches Darim Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Rav Yehuda Omer, Koinim Yayin She'ini Toyim Ad Sheyehei Pesach Loi Niskaven Zeh Ela Ad Leil Pesach Ad Shach Derech Rav Nishtos Yayin. That means usually, if you say I'm not going to drink wine Ad Sheyehei Pesach, usually it means you also the entire Pesach, because Ad Pesach means Ad Sheyegia. Ad Sheyehei means the whole Pesach. Because actually, hey, it's all Pesach. Here it's Zmanei Kavua. Pesach is, we know, it's 7 or 8 days. 7 days in Eretz Yisrael and 8 days in Chutz Laretz. We know exactly how long it is. So, L'chaira, it's there is a Hamshacha that's Zman Kavua. So, if you say actually, hey, it means I'm also the whole Pesach. But, when Ma'is, we know, is the mitzvah of Dal Kaisis. So, Akarcha here means actually Yigia. Loinis Gavanzel Ad Leil Pesach at Chach Derevan Lushes Yain. He obviously meant I'm not going to drink wine until Pesach because he wants to drink Lite Alvin, whatever the reason is. He wants to drink Dafka on Pesach, but it doesn't mean to ask the whole Pesach. That when it comes to wine. What about if he says, that I'm not going to eat basar until the tzoyim, until the tainus, which the Ran learns means Yom Kippur. He means only until the Suzam of Sekas. So it's Gavanzel ad Shah Shadarach Rehon Lech Basar. And this is a bigger chiddush. Why? Because here he said, usually ad, everyone agrees ad means actually yegia. Here's actually hey, and for sure means actually yegia. Here you're not even reaching the Yom Kippur. You're not reaching the tzayim. Here it means the suda before the tzayim you're really allowed to eat, because that's a derech to eat meat. Like the Ram brings down from a Gemara in Masechtas Chulin that used to eat meat on the erev Yom Kippur. Actually, our minhag is we don't eat basar by the suda of Sekes, and the mefaresh and the Rishash, they learned a different pshat in what tzayim means. It means the night before one of the Dalat Tanaisim, people used to eat meat in order, they should be able to fast well. Ayin Sham. Balak upon him, the Pasuk sounds like the Ran was saying it means Tosu of Sekes, so you're mutter then to eat the meat, because you didn't mean to ask her then, you meant to only ask till then. Ela Ad Shosh, Derech Riyadun Lech Abasa. Rabbi Yehuda, this order from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had a son, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, even though I am even a bigger Chiddush. Koinim Shum Shani Tayim Ash Te Shabbos, Ein Asa Ela Ad Leila Shabbos. Shoneskav and Zel Ad Shosh, Derech Riyadun Lech Abasham. There's a Tekonas Ezra to eat garlic on Friday night. And he says, I am not going to eat any garlic until Shabbos, until Shabbos is finished, basically. That's the sounds of Lashon. The Lacha is, you only usher until Friday night. But on Friday night, Suda, you're mutter to eat garlic already. Because that's derech to eat garlic. And why is it a bigger Chiddush? It's a bigger Chiddush because even though it's only in Tekonas Ezra, we still say it's the Umdana that he didn't mean to ask her. This is all the things where the Dal Kaisis, the big mitzvah, the mitzvah of eating meat, that's what we understand. It's a mitzvah to eat on every kippur. But the Kohen Ezra already shum nunu, so maybe that he didn't mean that. Al Kaponim, I'm not saying nunu on Kohen Ezra, I'm saying nunu al the Neder. So there, that's a shayla what it means. So there, we still say bigger chiddush. We still say that's the umdana. Now the Ran here says that the Rabbanon argue Sayon Rabbi Yehuda and Sayon his son Rabbi Yesi, because Rabbanon only hold that it's umdana when it's umdana the muchach. For example, he gives a case where someone was carrying pishton. We had this in the parak Neidim Rayarik, I think, where someone was carrying pishton and he was sweating profusely. There it says, I'm not going to ever wear this again, touch this again. So there it's an umdana, it means not to wear it, not to carry it, I and Shum, what the case is. That's an umdana. This is not enough of umdana, and therefore he argues on this case. And it brings to Karaya, because the parak, what's the parak called? Koinim Yayin. And the second Mishnah talks about a case, the guy says, in Ad Sheyehei, it's in the first Mishnah actually, where it says, Ad Pesach Ad Sheyegia, Ad Sheyehei, Asa Ad Sheyeitzeh. Pashas are going back on the Koinim Yayin, the parak's called Koinim Yayin. The first Mishnah, says, it's the first Mishnah in the Gemara. Koinim Yayin, it says, in that Mishnah, Vaita Ad Pesach Asa Ad Sheyegia, Ad Sheyehei, Asa Ad Sheyeitzeh. Isn't that the first Mishnah? Koinim Yayin Ad Sheyeitzeh? So it's the first Mishnah, but I don't argue. So he says, the Rabban Ogre and Rav Yehuda and Rav Yesi. So therefore, we pass like that. Not like Rav Yehuda and Rav Yesi. But the others who argue, I think it brings that from the Rambam, or the Ra'ah, it brings that from the Ra'ah who argues, the Ra'ah argues, and he says, the Ra'ah, well, I'll learn, that's not the one Koinim Yayin, from something else. Doesn't say Koinim Yayin, it's not going back to Koinim Yayin. Like upon him, that would be the way out of that. But that's how the Ra'ah explains that the Kubi is Machlaikis, it is Machlaikis, he says, and Kubi pass like the Rabban. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Oymelech Averoi, Koinim Sha'ani Nenelach. He says, I am not going to be Nene, take any hand off from you. Im ain't at ba, Venoita Levanecha, Korecha Shechitim, Shtechav Shiyayim. Don't take for your children a kor of chitim, it's a big shear, and 2 barrels of wine. So we learned before, in the third parak that sometimes a guy would do this in order, he doesn't want to look like a guy who's always taking. He said, I'm not going to take from you anymore if you don't take this. But that was nedar. So Reza Yochel Hafer is Nidroi, Shalei Api Chacham. They could be kind of nedar, which means take away the nedar, without a chacham even, without being matter nedar. How? But Yoimeloi, Kluma Marta, the Makabel will say, Kluma Marta, I'm going to kvayd. You're doing this because of my kvayd. You want to give me something. Zeo kvayd, this is my kvayd not to take. My cover is not to take. So you could say that, and that's a mekayim the neder. And for example, and the opposite case as well. You can. I'm not giving you anything. It may not above an oisel of knee. Here the man says, I'm not giving you. Keep on giving you. You got to give me something. It may not above an oisel of knee. Give my child. Then you have to give it. You also could do this kima nedo at a chacham. You could say it's keilu I was mekabelit. So here you see v'cham I say it's, you could do this. Rameya oiser. Zokteran Rameya argues on the first case as well. If someone was trying to convince him to marry his niece, it's actually a mitzvah to marry a niece. So he's saying, hey, your niece is a nice wife. You know, why marry a niece? She says, he guys has nothing doing. I don't want my sister as my shviga. Agaponim, so what's the story? He says, I'm telling you, I'm never going to have enough of her in my life. That's what he said. He wanted to make it very strong. What? From her. From the kala. From the niece. Same thing with his wife, divorces his wife. I'm not going to ever be nana from your loylam. The law is, you're allowed to get a drink of water from her. Why? So when he said this neder, he means ishus. It doesn't mean not to have ano. It doesn't mean that. It means I don't have any marriage with this woman. And therefore, that's what a neder is chal. And pashas is chal, gabi ishus. That much is chal. Because he said a neder, koinim ishti nenesli. He said ishti ano. So pashas gabi ishus is chal. If he was trying to convince his friend to eat by him, and the guy, if not wanting to eat by him, I'm not walking into your house. I'm not even tasting any drink or water. The loch is, you're allowed to walk in his house, you're allowed to drink a little drink of water. So what he meant to say is, I'm not eating a suda by you, but he did not mean to completely aser walking into the house and signing. So the shailan of shainim is achil of ashtiya taka aser? Because like I said before, akaparam, the isha is aser. Is achil of ashtiya aser? So the Rosh says, no, that even Achil of Ashtiya is mutter. It means it's not achal at all. It's not achal agave tzoynin and that because he didn't mean to say that. He meant to say, I'm not going to eat by you. And that's not achal. Zok the Rosh, the last Rosh in Perek Ches, in the Pesachim. V'gam b'achil of Ashtiya hu mutter. Sh'relei hoitzi b'fiv. He didn't say it. V'domi l'reisha, the ishus v'chal anahi. It's not domi to the reisha, where ishus is v'chal anah, and there it is, Aser. That's what he says. What? He didn't want to eat there. He's saying, I'm not eating there. But he didn't say it clearly. So he didn't say it clearly, therefore it's not considered a full nether. So, but the what is also the Sefta says, to walk into his house, b'shas the meal, it could be it is also. That's the Ram example of the Sefta, it's mash my dad. Look, the Ram, the Sefta, last Ram. Sounds like that is to go into the Suda. That stims the Rosh, not stims the Rosh, but that means that in Peshat the Suda, I'm not walking to the house or drinking any cold drink. Hadron Allah, Perikarim Yayin, Bali, Nadar.